Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another fantastic... Actually, I don't know. It's probably not going to be fantastic. Is it going to be fantastic, Aaron?
Don't sell yourself short. It's going to be amazing.
Another amazing, controversial episode of Video Game Bang. Even though David said not to do it, it is July 25th, 2013. If you guys are wondering who David is, I'll get to that in a minute. So, as always, it is me, your host, Corey Vincent, and your co-host for this evening, Aaron Carter.
Hello, everybody.
And as always, not really, but joining us again, our second time guest on the podcast is Laura Rodriguez.
Hello.
So, guys, there's an elephant in the room.
I'm
not that fat.
Yeah, I was gonna say we might want to point them out at least.
That's a good question. Animal. Laura, what animal would you say David looks like?
Be careful. See.
I know. This is kind of.
And just to let you guys know too. This is Laura's first encounter with David. They've known each other for a while.
Oh, but, true.
This is the first time you guys are meeting face to face.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's good to see you finally.
Yeah, it's always over the interwebs. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I think he is something strong, like a gazelle.
No, a gazelle strong?
Yeah.
How many videos have you seen of gazelle winning in a battle? Exactly. It's always the gazelle is a food.
Yeah. Well, he is my longtime friend, probably my longest time friend, one of. He went to Natomas High School with us, or with me, I should say. David Ng, everybody.
Hello, yay, guys.
Does feel like there should be some type of applause or something like that, some sound clip you're going to add.
I'll add that in post.
I'd appreciate it.
So, David, did you ever think you'd be on a podcast?
I did not until you decided you were going to make one, and then I figured I would probably get roped into it at some point.
Exactly. Well, we were supposed to go to Fry's Electronics today.
Yeah.
And then that's probably not going to happen because these usually go like 8 hours.
Yeah, I know.
So, David, if you are familiar with the program, you know, like we'd like to do a segment. This is where we'll edit in the music for What You Playing.
Okay, so what am I playing right now?
I didn't ask you, I'm sorry. Oh. Aaron, what are you playing?
Would you let the guest go first? That's fine. David, what are you playing?
My bad for stealing your thunder there, Aaron.
No.
Right now, I'm still playing Borderlands 2. I think I'm one of the only people in our little group that still plays that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then I taught my sister how to play, actually, so I could get someone to co-op with.
See, I wasn't going to say that was sad that he's playing by himself until he said, I taught my sister to play.
So. She really enjoys it. So yeah,
that's good. Yeah. I guess it's good that she enjoys it.
One of the last few times David came over, you know, I was swore to him I was going to get back into Borderlands 2, and I even dropped like $30 on DLC. Haven't touched it.
I know. I'm disappointed in you, sir.
We will.
That is
we'll take care of that.
So, Borderlands 2. Anything else?
I'm playing the Magic 2014 Duels of the Planeswalker that you mentioned before.
Yes.
And then I play a little Minecraft here and there, but really not enough to be consistent.
Aaron, what you playing?
That's a little difficult because I haven't really been playing anything. I got back into Call of Duty for a short period because a friend of ours, Noel Beltran, he bought the game again for the like fifth time after selling it.
Wow.
And he was like, you know, let's play a couple of rounds. So I played a couple of rounds and remember why I hate playing Call of Duty.
There was a DLC, right?
Yeah, there was a DLC that I did not purchase. I mean, I only bought, I think, two of the maps. I was gifted one, and then I actually purchased the other one. But still, it wasn't enough to keep me interested. So, like, I stopped and kind of just fell back into that old watching terrible movies thing that I do. Actually, I did pick up, to throw this in. I haven't been watching, but I did start watching Doctor Who now.
Oh, wow.
So that's something new. I mean, I'm only, I guess, five episodes in, and
where did you start though?
Everybody asks me that when I told people that work.
Huge series.
Yeah, I started with series in 2005. It says on the description in Netflix. So it's with the guy that was on Heroes,
the invisible guy.
Yeah. So he just, you know, he met Rose. He took her on a trip or whatever. The last thing they did, the last thing that I saw was, I guess, his people were in a war. And a spoiler alert. I don't know if this is spoiler. Spoilers. After being so many years out.
David, don't worry. I'll edit it.
His people, the Time Lords, were in a war with the Daleks. Is that how you say it?
The Daleks?
Whatever they are, the little robot guys that say exterminate. Yes. You didn't watch the show?
No.
Okay, see, that's shocking. And I keep looking over to David, everybody. Because
him for confirmation.
I swear, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, well, David watched the whole series, of course. Probably watched it since the 70s. But
I was not alive then, thank you.
Well, Netflix makes that possible, you know? You never know. But yeah, He met the last derelict or whatever. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Derelict is something completely different. Let's just.
I was waiting for him the whole time to just say, "Well, you can derelict my balls, Captain."
Oh, don't worry, I'll edit that.
But he didn't go that far. But no, I guess they met each other and they're the last of their race and everything, and it got kind of weird. So, and I fell asleep, so I'll have to go and rewatch the last 10 minutes of that episode at least. But that's all I've been doing. That's
and awesome. Laura, finally, what you playing?
Well, nothing much, really, to be honest. I'm just a little bit of Zelda. That's about it. I didn't have time before this podcast to actually play something.
And she's fired.
And
she's rehired.
Yay! For what? Oh, thank you.
What have you been looking at? Because, I mean, I talked about what I was watching.
Looking at? If I'm lucky, anything? I'm looking at something.
Like, whoa,
what?
That was very cryptic.
Are you watching?
Wow.
Just surfing the web, pretty much looking for information for this podcast and just working a lot.
That's commendable. Huh. Commendable.
That's
show everybody up.
And as for me, I have been playing Halo Spartan Assault on the Surface RT. Really good. It's awesome.
What made you pick that up?
It said Halo.
Is it just because of the name?
That's it said it? Halo, yeah. And it's the first time I've ever purchased a game that costs money.
Oh, I was going to ask that too. How much was it?
$6.99.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Not bad.
But considering I'm about 90% done with it, and it's been a week.
And it has no tie-in with the console version?
It has no smart glass abilities. It's a standalone top-down shooter. I actually let Aaron play it for a few minutes before we started recording, and
it was good. Yeah, I liked what I played.
Champ, I don't know whether it was your just experience with games or if it was just really intuitive, but
yeah.
I would say it was my experience with games. Yeah, let's give it all credit
Aaron
to that,
Carter, everybody.
You're gonna expect a lot from that.
And then after that, Assassin's Creed 2 free on the Xbox Marketplace. Had to pick it up. David made a face.
Well, I played it before, so there was no point in me downloading it.
Oh, was it any good? What was your opinion?
I mean, it's Assassin's Creed. It's basically the same thing every time.
Yeah.
They follow the same formula. You climb buildings, you drop from them and kill people. That's pretty much the game.
Yeah, that's basically what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or did the controls get a little more rigid from Assassin's Creed 1 to 2? Do you guys?
I didn't feel.
I don't recall. The only thing I remember in the series was the spinoff, like 2.5, whatever it was, Brotherhood, where you could actually create your own assassin guild. That was like the one cool thing that they did in the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. That was cool. Even though I didn't really get to feel like an attachment to the people that I hired.
Oh no, but it was awesome to like run around and like, I don't want to stop to kill this guy, so let me just summon an assassin to kill him.
yeah.
I'll just keep running.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
Got goons like an arch-villain?
Yeah, definitely do.
So, Halo, and actually I wanted to discuss, I don't know if I've told you guys about the full story. I've been catching some flack on the internet for a YouTube video I uploaded.
Local celebrity.
Yeah, local celebrity. Have I told you about this yet, David?
No, I didn't hear about this.
So essentially there's a the arena deal. So we live in Sacramento, California, and there was this giant struggle over keeping the Sacramento Kings, our NBA team, and they came to terms to agree on a arena deal that was going to use tax money, but it wasn't going to increase any taxes. It's not, you know, it's just the arena deal. The same one we voted on a few years ago, basically, except the outside people are putting more money into it. So it's essentially better. But in front of all the grocery stores in the area, they've been putting out these petitioners.
Right.
So these guys are funded from a city in Southern California, and they pay these bounty hunters, essentially, because they don't know anything. They just don't. They get a clipboard, and they're told to collect signatures. So every day in and out of these stores, I go there a few times a week, and they're just hounding me. I'm wearing Kings jerseys, and they're hounding me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, this is enough's enough. I took out my cell phone and recorded one of them and caught them in just some stupid lies, just bold-faced lies, and I gave them a chance. I was like, yeah, I said, so it's raising taxes? And she's like, yeah, it's raising taxes. I said, well, I was under the impression it was using tax dollars but not going to increase the taxes. And she goes, not really. No, it's increasing taxes. So I posted it on Twitter, got a few local community members, and then the news picked it up. So it's been on Fox 40 News. It's been on News 10. It was on KCRA the other day. SACB did an article, and they all referenced this. And today, you know, I've been getting all this praise. Twitter followers are starting to circulate. But then I read they started retorting. The group is called Stop. And they started talking about how I'm an activist and how I goaded them into giving me the answers that I wanted, like pulled some Michael Moore stuff. I think the quote was, it's a right-wing gotcha video or something.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know they were coming at you.
I'm coming
now.
Under some... Yeah, this is Sacramento News
Review, though.
They're looking
too into this.
Who reads that?
Everybody. I mean,
everyone looking for hookers.
Well, I mean, excuse us for, you know,
the S-word section
for
is the best part of that.
I didn't know they actually replied to you. You know, that's kind of a little scary there. Because now you're going to have the people in front of the grocery stores signing petitions to stop you.
To stop me. Yeah. Come at me, bro. So, that's some of the media attention that I've been going through. And then I've got some messages from the group Region Builders. They want me to go to city council meeting in August and show the video. And
let's go.
Say, yeah.
I'm with you. Video game bang shirts and everything.
Yeah. Totally not video game related.
It sure isn't, but
all
we can make a game out of
video
it.
Video games on here, but most people that are listening to this are probably in the local area.
Yeah, I say we go there and we have banners
march.
And everything. Yeah, we march. My people know how to march.
Oh,
yeah. You know, we can do sit-ins and everything. We got that covered.
I don't know. I think that your people are just like the stay-at-home video game people, right? They just want to sit on the couch.
What, the African-American group?
No, your constituents.
Yeah, who
the
are
people
your people?
That you
I'm talking about my people go from a lot of different...
I don't look
no.
at the world that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do. But they no
we're all one color, Aaron.
Yeah, well, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard before. That's the weirdest thing.
So, video game bang, fourth episode. Did you think we were going to make it this far, Laura?
No.
Wow! Yeah.
So
let's go to the next person.
She started with the first.
Yeah, jeez. I guess. Yeah, you know, with our wittiness, I think so.
Yeah. And we only talk about video games.
And
let's get back.
Right.
Let's get back to the video games.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we have
the meat and potatoes, as they call it.
We have some news, right?
Some news.
Oh, okay, this is where I'll put in the news theme.
Yeah,
song.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gonna add that in later or something?
I'll add that in later.
So here's Laura with the video game news.
Well, thank you for introducing me. Okay, a DLC for Saints Row the Fourth now finally has a release window. Originally set to release as a DLC for Saints Row. third game, Volition.
Yeah, Volition.
I'm sorry.
She's reading this on the tiniest screen possible, too. Anyway.
Sorry.
We're professional.
Yeah. Announced at Comic-Con that Saints Row the Fourth will be seeing its first DLC, Enter the Dominatrix, sometime in October. And this came from Kotaku.com.
Yeah, they have... they were holding this thing back for, I guess, for the third people, but I guess decided at Comic-Con that, you know, we'll go ahead and just push it over to the next one. I really enjoyed the Saints Row games. Number one was good. Number two, I had a ton of fun with Steven Gutierrez. We played the co-op the whole way through. Then three came out, and it was just so over the board, like over top, that I kind of lost the fun in it. It's like you had everything to your, you know, everything was into your advantage big time. So, like, you had rocket launchers and everything right off the bat. And it was just like, this is too easy.
Yeah, is that the one where they got really out of hand and you were driving poop trucks and shooting poop at people?
Yeah. And it was just too over the top. And I was kind of, like, out of it. I was like, take me back to the regular Grand Theft Auto and I'll be fine again.
What I don't understand is they took so long.
Yeah.
What's so hard?
Because I don't know. They were probably thinking, how can we offend people?
Yeah.
And add it to the game.
Really?
Poop truck.
Yeah. Dildo bat. That's what they had. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you say that? Yeah.
They went with the most just obscene stuff. And it was just like, they were trying to be obscene just to be obscene. And it wasn't fitting into the story. And
so there is an actual story in that game.
Yeah. Like, in the beginning, you were a nobody, and you got saved by the gang, the Saints. And so you decided to join their gang and help get revenge on, you know, whatever.
And how do they introduce ray guns that make your head balloon up?
That's just it. Yeah. It went from, you know, kind of grounded in reality. And then in the second one, you were the leader of the gang that you joined previously. And so it still kind of is grounded in reality. And then you had to deal with the other rival gangs. And then in the third one, you were like the leader of a corporation. And it was just like, this is just out of hand now.
Yeah.
And now in the fourth one, you're going to be the president.
Of the United States.
Or whatever the country is in their world. Because you're not you're not in the U.S., but you're the president. So it's like, okay, there's aliens. Sell. Oh, and not just the president. You're the president with superpowers.
Yeah, it seems like it's just Grand Theft Auto that someone made because they wanted to release a game with all the Grand Theft Auto mods on it.
Yeah, that's actually a very fair, yeah.
And that's what we're paying, folks.
So the developer is going to bust through the door right now. Like, no! And start unplugging mics and stuff like that.
Wow. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. It does seem like that.
My take on it is Saints Row 4. Nobody cares.
Oh, wow.
Is that accurate? Who's pre-ordering in this room, first of all? Start with pre-orders. No?
No. Yeah.
Any of the series.
And who even plans on playing the game?
No.
Not anymore. Not after 3. No.
And GTA.
Exactly.
With, yeah.
When we got that GTA 5 about to drop, is that the same time frame?
I think so, yeah. I think that because it's the only major competitor. I don't think it's going to come out at like the same time. Like, it's not like going to be a day and day, but it's the only major like open world. I can steal cars and shoot people.
Yeah.
So.
What else we got?
New Pokemon trailer. There's a new Pokemon trailer for the upcoming Pokemon XY, the anime, which began in 1996, will feature Ash Ketchum once again traveling the world in attempt to catch them all, this time with Pokemon featured in the upcoming game of the same name. Pokemon XY is set to debut in Japan in October. No American release has been announced. And this source is from Kotaku.com.
Nobody care about Pokemon?
Next door? No.
No.
Wow.
I haven't played Pokemon since Silver version I had. That was it.
You had Silver?
I had Silver.
I thought you had Gold.
No, I had Silver.
Wow. I had Silver too then.
Yeah, that makes 3 then.
Usually we did a good job of coordinating that.
I did a good job of coordinating it with my neighbor. So he had Gold 10? And I got, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah,
back in the day, back when me and David both had, what is that, Game Boy Color?
I think I was playing it on Advance.
Okay. But we were I had the blue version. Which one did you have?
I had the red.
Yeah, see, there we go.
I was going to say, is there any other? He's like, which one did you have? It's turquoise. Yeah, I had the turquoise a little.
That was a money-making machine because it even still though, is. Even though I only had one version at a time because, you know, we were poor, I really wanted every single version because.
Yeah, those Pokemon are pretty addictive. I only emulated the silver version on my computer, which is probably highly illegal. I did not emulate that. I actually owned the cartridge and just downloaded from the cartridge. I played. That was the only one that I actually even attempted to play. And I played with whatever the bird one is, the Pidgey or whatever. Powered that thing up because I didn't know what to do in the game, and then I got to a trainer that had like lightning abilities, and he killed it in one hit. That was my strongest Pokemon. I was taking out trainer after trainer with that bird, and I was like, "Man, I'm about to just run through the whole game with this bird." And then he just struck it down, and it was just like my whole world was shattered. And I turned it off and was like, "I'm not going to play this game anymore. It's stupid. Lightning takes out birds now. What is that?"
Yeah, I remember when I first played the game, like. I got the starter Pokemon. I was picking Bulbasaur. And then I ran through pretty much with him as my main guy. And he was it for me. Everyone else was like 30 levels below him. And it's just like if he dies, I was just over.
Yeah. Bulbasaur was my man too.
Oh, he was pretty tough.
Did you play as Laura?
No, I just watched the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's wow, okay. That's so then that's more impressive. Are you watching the movie then? Did you watch any of the movies?
Yeah, I watched the movie in theaters.
Oh, why in theaters? Yeah. Are you lying to me right now? Movie in theaters. Oh my gosh!
I went with my best friend. I think I was.
This was yesterday. This was yesterday. Let's be serious.
No, I think I don't even remember. But I went and watched Pokemon movie. Oh,
I collected the cards.
That's even
I had a few cards.
I never learned how to play.
Yeah, me either.
I had Charmander was my favorite though.
Charmander.
Well, it was Pikachu, and then Charmander just yeah.
So you two were the leaf Pokemon. She was the fire. Am I the only one that was water? Squirtle? Come on, people.
You picked Squirtle?
Oh, every time water. Oh, man, that's every time water Pokemon. I didn't care what it looked like. I just chose water. And then I would just leave them like, to the side.
Is this the same thing with your Yu-Gi-Oh! Experience,
though? Yeah, pretty much. As in the previous show.
Yeah, we talked about this in the previous episode.
Water deck. I don't know. It's just something about the water that gets me.
The Bruce Lee.
Yeah, be like water.
That was a terrible.
Yeah, it was. That's what.
David,
sorry,
are you offended?
You should be offended.
I'm
that
more
look.
Offended that you commented on that.
Shoot the messenger. If I didn't explain this to the listeners out there, we have a nice circle of cultures.
We're like the UN.
We are like the United Nations.
Yeah,
the UN of video games. I like it.
Yeah. That is a good tagline, actually. You might want to. You might cop the U in the video game. Yeah. Change the whole thing. Wow,
catchy.
I could wear a suit for the photo shoot. That would be nice, and then hold a little video game flag. A
Nigerian. Oh,
wow! Oh, wow! So we got another story here,
another
Laura.
Another one.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Oh, this is my favorite one. I think is the Star Wars action figures. The Star Wars Black action figure series is set to feature yet again more popular characters from the movie. 6-inch slave Leia will be joined by Han Solo, Boba Fett.
Wow, wait, hold on. Break.
What?
Why did you put so much emphasis on Solo?
Sorry. Solo, Boba Fett, and Greedo.
Greedo.
Yeah, to complete a set.
She's reading Aaron's handwriting.
Oh,
and it is
oh my goodness.
It says let's face it.
Handwriting.
Oh,
you can't,
God.
You can't take this.
And this source was toplessrobot.com.
Yeah, toplessrobot. That's a good website.
Wow, you would be visiting toplessrobot.
It was good. I did have a question about this story. Maybe you guys can answer this because, I mean, I know a little about Star Wars. I have seen all the movies. Greedo was the guy who gets shot in the cantina, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So why would I want an action figure of a guy who just dies like in 5 minutes? How is he important?
He's not terribly important, actually. He's mostly famous because of the dispute about George Lucas changing the the scene.
The Han shot first.
Yeah. That's really why he's famous.
What? I don't get it. So, he shot first. Who shot first?
In the initial release of the movie, Han Solo shoots Greedo before he has a chance to shoot him. And then so Greedo misses. Uh-huh. But later on in the DVD releases, he edits it so that Greedo shoots first. And then Han Solo looks like a good guy, like he's defending himself, and he's not murdering this guy.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's t-shirts, there's a whole web campaign of Han shot first, shoot purists out there.
But why? I mean, he's a smuggler, right?
Yeah.
And he knew Greedo was a bad guy, right?
Yeah, well, Greedo was there to kill him. Like, yeah. Well, they're then, both smugglers, really.
Okay, so then it's a cutthroat world.
Yeah, I agree. I say Han shot first all the way.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, yeah. It shows that...
That's the way I've seen it, so I'm going to stick with that.
So, but when they're, you know, trying to sell it to the Chillins and tell them that Han Solo's a good guy and stuff, he was acting in defense.
Nah, it's supposed to show that they're in this cantina and it's a cutthroat.
All over again.
Yeah, oh, wow. That's terrible. You're going to say Greedo was supposed to be wearing his hood in the...
Trayvon swung first.
Wow. Greedo wasn't supposed to be eating Skittles. Oh, no. Is that what's happening? Wait,
Zimmerman shot first.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, why did you need an action figure for this guy? Like, why is he so...
What's his race, David?
I do not know the species.
Come on, man.
There's so many in Star Wars, you don't even know.
I know, but David has a...
I do not know that
He has
one.
A beautiful mind.
That was the Star Wars. Greedo was probably the last of his kind. Were there any other ones? Did you see any other Greedo?
Yes,
there was.
You do in Jabba's palace. There is one female who's a singer.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that at all.
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't pay attention that much to Star Wars.
I heard a pretty nasty rumor that they were going to cast. Oh man, it was Ryan Gosling and Zac Efron for
as
the
Greedo?
New Star Wars. No, not as Greedo. But in the Star Wars 7 Disney flick.
I don't...
Thoughts?
I...
No.
Don't know. I mean, it depends on what character they're going to play, I guess.
Unless it's a character that just gets stabbed in the face. I don't know.
Well, why? Okay, so are you saying that because you don't like those actors?
Yeah,
or?
I don't... I mean,
I feel like Ryan Gosling, though, is a decent actor anyway.
What's why? That was cool.
I didn't see Drive.
Drive was terrible. I'll save
was
you
it?
That one. Yeah.
Okay.
Drive was awful.
Why not, Laura? I hear you saying no. Why not them?
No, it's just, it's too Disney, that's for one.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
I don't feel like Ryan Gosling's terribly Disney.
I don't think he's Disney either. I don't see him on Hannah Montana.
He's known for, the other one, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron, I can see,
That is his most famous movie, yes.
I want...
That's all I can picture, High School Musical all over Star Wars.
They're not going to break out into singing and dancing during the Empire Strikes Back the third time or
but
something
I can't
like
help
that.
To think that it might, and it's just...
It was upsetting news to me.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
I think that it could happen. I think that it would be fine. He's still a relatively young actor, and I think that there's a lot of opportunity for him to grow up and do something a little darker. Because I know, like, Shia LaBeouf tried to do the same thing.
I would rather have Shia LaBeouf.
Have you
me
seen
too.
That YouTube video of Shia LaBeouf staring at the motorcyclist?
Yeah.
I don't think I want Shia
too.
LaBeouf near me at all.
Yeah.
What?
He like pulls up to the motorcyclist for some strange reason just has a helmet cam on, but he pulls up and now, mind you, it was one like he was stalking Shia because he was driving for a while and then he pulls up to a red light and he's like looking around just to, you know, look at traffic. A truck pulls up on the side of him, and he notices, I guess, out of the corner of his eye that somebody is staring at him. He looks over. Shia LaBeouf is just, like, beaming at him.
He
just
got mad.
Hard.
He got,
just like,
he got mad because he was going through traffic
because
he's a motorcyclist.
Oh, okay, so you get mad,
and
Shia?
Was, and then like, he passed him up, and then, like, everybody was just looking at him, and he came to the stop, and somehow he reached him, and then that's when he just...
And just started
contact,
looking at, just
like,
mean mugging him.
Yeah,
and he, dude was like, "What's up?" And then Shia was like, "Hey." And so he's like, "Sir, I can't hear you. I mean, I have my headphones on." The motorcyclist, and then his light comes, and he turns, or he goes straight, and he just leaves Shia back there to soak in his own, you know,
misery.
Yeah, and I'm like, if Shia, like Shia, really, I don't know if he thinks he's invincible or something.
If someone doesn't take that video and edit Shia LaBeouf's truck turning into Bumblebee or something.
For real.
He was staring at dude pretty hard, though. I was like, oh, man, Shia's a gangster now. He is not even Stevens anymore, is he?
So
it's done.
I can see him in Star Wars. I don't know. I just don't want...
You don't want Disney in your Star Wars?
Yeah, I don't want Disney to ruin it. It's
They do.
That's probably why Steven Spielberg gave it up. Like, I don't.
Steven Spielberg?
Why was Steven Spielberg?
Sorry. Oh, you mean George?
George Lucas. George Lucas gave it up
because of the money.
Okay, yeah. Just for everybody out there, too, just so they know, English is Laura's second language.
Wow.
George Lucas.
Sorry, Steven George Spielberg. Lucas.
It's very same. It's very
like,
same.
That's why Kevin Costner gave it up in the first place, all right? He was tired of playing Obi-Wan.
The Comic-Con is just ending. There was a lot of huge news. I know we only talk about video games, but let us just take this one moment to talk about something not video games. Superman versus Batman. Like, 2 episodes ago, Aaron said it would never happen.
I believe I said it was possible only if they can have a way to have Superman or Batman be on par with a Superman with all those special effects stuff. Because you said he killed Zod at the end by just snapping his neck. Yeah. Now, when everybody watches the movie, they're going to be like, why isn't Superman just doing that to Batman right off the bat? You know, super speed, snap his neck, movie's 5 minutes long. They have to find a way.
Well, you said versus, but you mean and, right?
Well, like it's and, up. But the apparently during the announcement, they had someone come out and read the line. I think it's from...
The Dark Knight Returns.
The Dark Knight Returns.
Frank Miller's great read, if anybody out there likes comic books. Really good one.
Yeah, there's this, I guess, epic little monologue where he tells Clark that he wants him to remember this forever when he's all alone, that I was the man that beat you.
Yeah.
Side story on that, Batman has a heart attack right after he says that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he has a heart attack, exactly.
And then Superman, like, was about to punch his face in, and he's like, oh no, you're dying, I want to save you.
That'd be awesome if they did that in this movie.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic. Like, I just beat you. Oh, my heart.
So, my thoughts on that, I think it's going to be pretty good.
It's the Justice League movie will either happen or not happen, depending on how well this movie goes. That's where I think it will land.
So, comically speaking, how many times have they met and done battle?
I do not know exactly. I know that it's probably a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah.
Because they've been together for a long, long time on the Justice League.
I literally, before I came over here, there was an article I was reading, I think on like cracked.com, where they have, it was like the 5 times that Superman and Batman met in a comic book but weren't fighting. They were doing other things.
Oh, yeah.
So it shows them like playing tennis together.
No.
Yeah, and this is like old, old, you know, nothing modern, but it's just, you know, old campy Batman and Superman and stuff like that. And then it was like they were kings of some other world, and then there was some one where they were Batman had like super brain powers, and because he evolved or something like that, and then he made Superman de-evolve because he wanted to be the only super genius in that world or whatever. It was a whole bunch of just weird stuff that nobody would ever make into a movie when you know, nobody wants to see Superman and Batman play tennis.
They're gonna have to end up recasting Batman because Christian Bale's off the table.
Right.
And it doesn't look... the director, what's his name? Zac Efron. Zac Efron. No, wasn't it Zack Snyder or something?
Okay, yeah.
He said that that the Dark Knight universe is its own thing. This is going to be a whole new Batman.
That's cool.
A whole new...
Yeah, so I think that's what you'd have to do. Because like you guys talked about in the last episode...
Oh, you listen?
Yeah, I listened to the episodes.
We got a fan, guys. So now who's actually listening to this one?
I know, so now who's listening? Yeah, we've wrapped around ourselves.
Continue, I'm sorry.
But you guys were talking about how the Dark Knight series is set in a very realistic world. Yeah. One where Superman just simply can't exist. Otherwise, Batman's whole effort is just really futile.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to have to do... I saw a list of actors that they... Like a wish list. And the one that I agreed most with was the actor. And, man, this is going to be terrible. He was in the Star Trek movie. He's kind of got a weird face. And he was also in Lord of the Rings as one of the humans.
He played a human in both movies?
Yeah.
Then I have no idea who you're talking about.
Give me something else to go off of.
No.
Who was he in Star Trek?
I don't even know.
Was he in both Star Trek movies?
Yeah, he was in both.
Okay. He wasn't Captain Kirk?
Maybe he was the guy. He was the number two.
Spock?
No. Is he considered number two?
You mean the medic? Bones.
Sure. The one with the yellow shirt?
No, Bones has a blue shirt, right?
Yeah, Bones is a blue
shirt. Short naming characters. I'll get this here. We got this.
You mean the former captain, I don't know what his name was in Star Trek, shoot.
I'm not
the
a
guy
Trekkie.
Who recruits him in the bar?
No.
No, that guy's too old to play Batman. I'd rather see Zach Galifianakis play Batman.
They cross-reference what I'm telling you with Lord of the Rings.
I can't remember every face from Lord of the Rings. There's so many people in that.
Who is in Lord of the Rings? Are you sure he was in Lord of the Rings too?
Positive.
I think you might be wrong.
I'm absolutely sure. I'm gonna. All right.
Somebody's yelling and screaming.
You guys take over the show for a second, real quick. I'll be right back.
Come back to that one. Let's move on to the next story while we're waiting on him to get that information.
The new TMNT game has announced that they will release their new game this year in late October. The new TMNT game will be based off the Nickelodeon TV series and will be geared towards a younger audience. It's set to release on Xbox 360, Wii, and 3DS, not to be confused with the TMNT Out in the Shadows game set to release only as a download on Xbox 360 and PS3 in August. The sources from Kotaku.com.
There's a campy-looking version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game.
Carl Urban. Continue.
And we still have no idea who that is.
Bones. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's Bones. Doesn't he just scream Batman?
Are you sure he's in Lord of the Rings?
He's in Lord of the Rings, bro. He was Dredd.
He was Judge Dredd. Okay, so then, yeah, that
you
guy.
You should have pulled Riddick on me, because I would remember that.
Oh, he's in Riddick, too. You see, I forgot all about the Riddick.
I didn't even know he was in Riddick.
I love Riddick. I'm so excited for
it. Really?
Anyway, I was getting you off topic. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay. So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game, right? That's what TMNT stands for, by the way.
I do know.
There's the cartoony-looking one, which I haven't seen the cartoon, but I have seen the art style, and I do like the art style because it really distinguishes each turtle. You know, I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan, first off. When I was a kid, I had almost all of the action figures.
Me too.
I had the van.
Same.
And I was excited to get the goo one Christmas, and then I got it and I was like, why do I need this stuff?
But you mutate yourself into a giant Ninja Turtle.
But in the older Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like the 90s, they really didn't have anything to distinguish them besides the color on their masks, so they were all just the basic green, and then they had a different different look. Like Donatello was a darker green, Raphael was kind of a lighter green. So they didn't. With this new one, they actually have, like, Michelangelo has freckles, and Donatello has like a gap in his teeth, and like, so you can really, even if they took off their masks, you could tell who's who. Like Raphael is kind of scarred up, you know, kind of plays to their characters and stuff like that. So that game that's coming out that, you know, she just mentioned, I don't know if it's going to be like the arcade, like the old school arcade ones, more like the DLC one that's coming out. But if they keep it that way, I don't know. I might have to get back into Turtles because I want to download that Out of the Shadows one.
Wasn't it Turtles in Time?
Turtles, yes.
Was that?
That was one of the good ones. I have that one still downloaded. We bought that game and we didn't actually even beat it.
Wow, I might get that and just run through it. I had that back in the day.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, and then to piggyback, on the last episode, or not, maybe two episodes ago or something, we talked about the X-Men download, the arcade one. That is 6 players co-op.
Oh, what?
Yes, wow. 6 players co-op. So I might have to download that one, too.
Do you know how many Microsoft points?
No, I didn't even look. I was just so excited about reading the description. 6 players
lost
co-op.
His damn mind.
Because it's like they have X-Men that you don't normally see on the roster for video games. Like Boom, Kaboom or whatever her name. Boom Boom or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, where has she ever been on a roster for a video game for X-Men? Boom. Exactly.
Was that an X-Force?
No. I only really remember from the X-Men Evolution TV show.
Okay.
She makes these little like marbles that explode. That's her mutant power.
She was kind of a punk in that movie. The series, wasn't she?
She was the Jubilee for that show.
There's a perfect. She's Jubilee.
A little more violent than Jubilee, but yes, pretty much.
If Jubilee was like born in Seattle during the grunge era and, and wanted to kill people, I guess, with explosions.
Did you guys see also coming out of Comic-Con about the Avengers Age of Ultron?
Of course.
What did you think of that one, David?
I was disappointed because I want Thanos.
Yeah.
I mean, I read the quote that like they're not rushing to get to Thanos, so they're probably going to set him up for future movies, assuming that the series continues to do well.
It will.
Which, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like that's cool and everything, but I really wanted to see a good Thanos movie.
Yeah.
Thanos does not get much respect nowadays.
Is Thanos going to be the villain of at least Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't know. I mean, Yeah, I guess not. I mean, I would think that they would hint at him again at the end, but from what I've read of Guardians of the Galaxy, they don't deal... I mean, there was one story arc where they dealt with Thanos, but other than that, they don't really do too much with him.
Yeah.
They have a lot of interviews, like on IGN, with Zoe Saldana, I think it's how you say her last name.
Zoe Halafina?
At least you know who I'm talking about. She plays one of the characters on the Guardian of the Galaxy, who is supposed to be, I guess, the daughter of Thanos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then...
Gamera? Something like that?
I thought you were going to get, like, as soon as I said the daughter of Thanos, you're like, oh, this person.
I don't know how to pronounce the name. Sorry.
Well, because they were talking about a little about that character's background on IGN and how she was bred to be the, you know, ultimate warrior type of deal. And then she found out Thanos is all about destroying everything that lives. And she kind of was like, no, I'm not that. So she, you know, rebels against father, of course, you know, as children do. And joined the galaxy of the Guardians.
What was your guess for the name, David?
Gamera.
Oh, yeah, you're right on, man. Gamora. Or that's my surname. Gamora. It's Gamora. Yeah.
The cast looks decent, though, from what I've seen. And I'm guessing Rocket Raccoon is going to be all CG.
I hope so.
Game of Thrones guy to dress up in like Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, wow.
Am I wrong?
Who uses real suits anymore?
No, I don't know. C-3PO? Is somebody still in that?
Actually.
All righty then. There we go. So let's put some fur on the little guy and call him Racket Raccoon.
He has a name, and it's Peter Dinklage.
Well, Dinklage, and that's like the perfect name for him for some reason.
Oh, man. Wow. He's going to be in the X-Men Days of Future Past movie.
As who?
The guy who creates the Sentinels.
Oh, okay.
Is he traditionally a little person?
No. Okay. Which is awesome.
Okay.
Like just like what we were talking about.
He breaks barriers.
He's breaking barriers.
He's good.
He could play a black teenage girl.
That's a little pushing it, but...
I don't know. CG nowadays. Yeah. Awesome,
right? Then he can rock
CG,
a raccoon.
Just like Aaron Likes.
Just strap some blackface on him and put a wig.
Let him go.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. We're just putting fur on everybody today, aren't we?
Yeah. And so the Guardians of the Galaxy, we got Chris Pratt from...
Parks and
Rec.
Mm-hmm.
We got... Benicio del Toro. Will you say that for me?
Benicio? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I've been learning Spanish, people.
Benicio del Toro. Now I can't say it.
Benicio del Toro. And
this one is kind of weird. John C. Reilly is going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
As Roman Day.
Tazon Day is in the movie.
He's going to be Tazon Day. Oh, Aaron, you got to give us a little chocolate rain.
Wow. Chocolate rain. That's terrible. That's horrible.
And Michael Rooker from... Oh, and Dave Bautista.
Oh, yeah. Bautista plays Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah, Drax the Destroyer.
I've seen sketching of what Bautista would look like in the makeup, and it looks really, really good.
Are you talking about that one that's kind of like a mugshot of the
whole Yeah, thing? I like that. That gives me kind of hope for the film. I don't really know too much about the Guardians of the Galaxy, but... That definitely gives me like an idea of where they want to go with it. And
does Rocket Raccoon have a different name?
No, they always refer to him as Rocket Raccoon, as far as I remember.
Dinklage?
Because I see no... This is the full cast on IMDb, and there's no Rocket Raccoon.
That would be a travesty if they left him out. Did you see Groot anywhere on there? Anybody playing the character of Groot?
Not like that one's very difficult.
Yeah, Enzo...
He repeats one line over and over the whole time.
Groot. I am Groot. Yeah, that's all he says.
I'm lost, guys.
Wow.
In the comic books, that's yeah, all he says.
That's all he said. In the cartoons, too. Yeah, that's literally.
Yeah, and then Rocket Raccoon develops a relationship with him where he can translate that somehow into regular speech.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's deep. It's deep.
Yeah. Age of Ultron, though, I'm not going to look past it. It was a heck of a comic series.
I haven't read it yet, so I'm really excited to read it, absolutely.
You, we both had issue one.
Yeah.
So, in issue one, there was a lot of damage. Heroes murdered, the city was in just shambles. Do you think they're going to, can they do that in this Marvel universe so soon?
I don't know. I'm still not even sure how Age of Ultron fit into the regular comic book universe.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like they did that in parallel with their regular Avengers series, and no one really felt the repercussions of it.
Yeah. And so, the other thing I read, too, is that there's not going to be an Ant-Man movie before that.
Ooh, that was a question. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
so how are they going to introduce Ultron without Ant-Man?
They're going to introduce Ultron, and they're not going to use...
Pym?
Pym.
That
doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because he builds Ultron.
That's like saying we're going to have an Alfred movie, but we're not going to put Batman in it.
The rumor is that by a process of elimination, if it's not going to be Pym, they're going to do Tony Stark.
Oh, man.
So it's going to
Jarvis
be
is going to be evil.
Is it going to be Jarvis, you
think? I hope not.
Age of Jarvis? That's what we're going to do.
Your latte is 3 degrees colder than you like, sir.
Wow. I haven't seen Iron Man 3 yet, but I did watch the How It Should Have Ended.
Yes.
How can you watch that without watching
the
movie?
Oh, because I love
you
those.
You drive people nuts, Aaron. I've had so many complaints. When I'm walking down the street, fans of the podcast stop me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it happens all the time. And they are just vent frustration at you for not watching these TV shows, but thinking that watching the previously on...
Oh, because that's the best part. They give you the best parts. Think about it. When you're eating Lucky Charms, what if you just had a bowl of marshmallows?
Why don't you just go to the Wikipedia page then and just read them?
Why don't I just what?
Just go to the Wikipedia page and read the whole series in like a paragraph.
On certain things I do.
He can't read.
On certain things? Wow.
Maybe for an average person, it might be justified to just watch the little... What do you call those? Recaps? The episode recaps and say you watched the show?
Oh, okay.
But
so
for an aspiring filmmaker?
Yeah, that's a little lame.
Maybe for certain movies. Like, if I was just reading the synopsis on Schindler's List, then I can be like, oh, then you can, you know, kind of give me some stuff. But if that's like a really important movie that, you know, every aspiring filmmaker should be watching, then yeah. But these are just comic, like, and it's not like I'm doing it with the big ones.
What shows did you say you did this with?
At True Blood.
Okay, that's okay because True Blood sucks.
Lost.
No, okay. Now you're. This is where
Lost. Really? Yeah, that's Lost was that important?
I didn't watch it.
Boom! There you go.
I didn't watch the previews though either though, and say that I watched it.
The preview, and it wasn't even a preview. It was literally they did an episode on TV is what I watched. I didn't watch that on YouTube. It was a recap of the previous seasons, and that's what got me hooked. You know, I was like, oh man, this stuff looks good.
To watch all the recaps.
I gotta watch all these recaps. This is good. So,
after that episode of watching the recap, I tried to watch the episode that came on next, and I was like, this is the most boring show I've ever seen. Like, when is a black smoke gonna kill somebody out here? Jeez. And I was like, just call me when the next recap happens, and then I'll watch that. But, I mean, other shows, I'm not watching the recaps of Doctor Who, you know? I'm going through that one, and I know that's popular with a lot of people.
Yeah, it is popular with a lot of people.
So there you go. See, I'm putting in the groundwork. I'm doing some things.
Yeah. You still need to go double back eventually and catch Lost.
Never.
Oh, my gosh.
Never. I'd be lost.
Uh-oh. It has been about 50 minutes, and we haven't taken our first break. So, we're going to do that. Keep listening for some more Video Game Bang.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Bang. We hope you're enjoying the program so far. If you haven't already, please follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang and let us know what you think about the show so far. We really want your comments. Or, you know, if you like it, you know, let us know. Also, for more video game and technology news and reviews, please visit the website at www.videogamebang.blogspot.com. And now back to the show, which I know you're going to listen to the rest of it.
Sorry, PlayStation, we ran out of time before.
Video Game Bang is back. And we had an interesting little side conversation here that I just needed to see. Laura, go ahead. You really had something to say.
I did. Yep. I don't know. Well, I wanted to ask Gondo if he watched the side movies.
Question for Gondo?
Yeah, the Battle for Endor of Ewoks. No?
No, I don't. That's not ringing any bells.
She was talking about, I love Star Wars. Corey doesn't like Star Wars.
I know.
I can't wait for Gondor to get back here so we could talk about the Battle of Endor. What is this?
Do you not know?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Explain what this movie is about.
Please, because I think this is something else.
What? Corey, you know what I'm talking about. It's just the side movies. I think it's with the family. The little girl and the brother are looking for... their parents.
What, the Ewoks?
No, they're
Oh, it's
human.
Actual humans?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
And they're on the Ewoks planet? Or the moon? Or whatever?
I believe was that so. What it was? I vaguely remember. But yeah, I think so. It's happening around that, like the Star Wars era.
What are they?
But there are no humans on that planet.
I don't know.
So is this what you're telling me? That the small time that... Han and Leia were on there. They conceived two children.
No! the side movies, they have nothing to do with Han Solo and Leia.
But do you remember how those humans got
to... Where do you find these things?
Oh, this is...
Because I grew up with Star Wars and everything that revolves around Star Wars.
So this is one of those things where they did the Christmas specials of Star Wars.
Yeah, this was in 1985, Laura.
Oh, good Lord. I was one and you weren't born?
Okay, so my family is big fan of Star Wars, so I grew up with Star Wars, especially my brother.
Yeah, Ewoks, The Battle of Endor, later re-released on home video as Star Wars Ewok Adventures.
Yeah.
It's a 1985 made-for-TV. Oh, it's even worse! It's made-for-TV, set in the Star Wars galaxy, co-written and directed by Jim and Ken Wheat, who wrote the screenplay with George Lucas, writing the story, a sequel to Caravan of Courage, an Ewok adventure.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite movies, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my parents recorded it for me.
It was on tape?
On VHS, yes. And so I think I watched it too much. It got stuck in the VCR, and it got ruined, and I got sad. And I didn't watch it for a very long time until I found out what YouTube was, and it's on there.
Did you ever play KOTOR? Yeah.
Huh?
Did you ever play Knights of the Old Republic?
No.
That's an awesome like one. Wars. Yeah, you should.
And now they're going to get on you for not playing, and you're Star Wars fan.
I know.
Wow. Did you play Jedi Academy?
No.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to get on you because that was actually a very good game.
See?
That was actually a really, really good game.
Well,
even
I'm
if
sorry,
you're not a Star Wars
but
fan.
But I have everything. I got the Millennium Falcon from like 1970-something. I could probably sell
you have
that.
A working Millennium Falcon?
In her garage.
I think it is in my garage in a box or something with like every character, every little figurines that we have with it, too.
You have a working Millennium Falcon in your garage right now? Why are we sitting here doing the podcast and not cruising the galaxy? Yeah, exactly.
Aaron's sitting in the passenger seat going...
Wow. How am I Chewie? Isn't Chewie a Mexican name?
Okay. No.
She might as well be the Chewbacca speaking a language.
Exactly. Nobody in the galaxy knows Spanish. That's okay. Terrible.
Man, but yeah.
So hypothetical question. If we all were on the Millennium Falcon, she would obviously be Chewbacca.
Wow.
I can picture that.
David is a clearly C-3PO.
R2-D2.
You do. But you fit the skeletal structure of
So I fit in the suit, so I have to wear it.
We'll pretty give you much. A trash can to tug behind you.
Pretty much.
Who's R2-D2?
Oh.
You're the short one. I'm sorry. I couldn't play. I'd have to play Han Solo.
Be Han Solo here.
Come on now.
Who's Leia?
Nah. She was more boss than Luke in the beginning. But I mean, she's not a part of the crew, is she? There's only two people actually a part of that crew, right?
Yeah, it's only Han and Chewie, really. On.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't, you know.
You be Lando.
Wow. Of course. The only black person in the galaxy. Lando Calrissian.
Mace Windu.
Mace Windu. Was he even in the originals, though?
No.
He wasn't in the originals. He died before the originals.
See? Exactly. So him and Lando, there can only be one, clearly, in the universe at a time. You have to kill one, and then another is born just
that
randomly.
Can't be true.
So like, I recommend watching those movies.
The actor that played one of the Twi'leks in Jabba's Palace was clearly black.
You mean the actor that played one of the aliens that you can't see the color of his skin because it's under green?
Again, if you guys listen to the podcast, you know I don't look at the world in color.
Yeah.
We're all one color.
I think, yeah, because there's plenty of Polynesians in Star Wars films, right? Isn't Boba Fett, isn't he a Polynesian guy?
He's Australian, I believe.
Is he? From like New Zealand, maybe?
What? Did he say Australian what? From New Zealand?
No.
Like from that region? Because that's what he looks like, kind of like a town. What do they call him?
Are you going to look it up?
I'm probably going to have to.
Australians are from Australia.
But no.
I just want to put this out there for people first time listening to the podcast. Yeah. I want to know.
I know that, but he doesn't look like Australian to me.
Like his race?
Yeah, he looks like a Polynesian. He looks like a Samoan guy.
From the beginning movies, because he never takes off his mask, I thought.
Or Jango Fett, I should say. I'm sorry, Boba Fett. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jango Fett. Doesn't he look like a Polynesian guy?
I don't know what his ethnicity would be classified as.
We need to get an actual Star Wars. If you could look, you could trace his family back to.
There's somebody out there like that. There's definitely somebody out there like that.
He's screaming right now in his headphones, and no one knows why. Samoan, he's Samoan.
So he's portrayed by Tamora Morrison. I'm probably slaughtering his name. And guess where he's from?
Polynesia.
New Zealand. Like I said, he looks like he's from New Zealand.
Well, David said he's probably Australian, and you said like from New Zealand.
Well, no, because, yeah, in my mind, New Zealand is...
They're all the same.
Right
blonde
on,
moment?
Yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah, he had a blonde moment.
So New Zealand, because New Zealand's close to Australia. It's like right off the coast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's like a rivalry between the two. Oh, wow. I think they're sick of being...
You going off your Flight of the Conchords experience there?
Yeah, that's my, if you want to make me cite my sources, yes. All right, David, you happy? You happy? First time listening to the podcast, David always corrects me.
So then technically...
I keep you honest.
So technically true. The largest race of people in the Star Wars universe is from New Zealand, then, right? Because then they just clone Jango Fett and then...
To make all those...
Stormtroopers, right? And stormtroopers are everywhere.
Well, I mean, if you want to get really technical,
just in the
though,
clone troopers.
Yeah, the clone troopers. So after episode 3 or whatever, between 3 and 4, they kill the cloning facility and they stop using clones.
And then people just willingly recruited themselves?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're crazy.
They joined the army.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't it, too, kind of like they were all, like, blonde-haired? I thought it was like the Nazis. Oh, I'm thinking of the Nazis. Never mind.
So what are they supposed to be? Blonde-haired, blue-eyed?
Darth Vader, yeah, that little mustache.
Yeah, no, it's a different war. So you're telling me, even after the first Death Star was destroyed, people still willingly joined?
Apparently, yeah.
That
yes.
is insane. Because, I mean, I've seen Clerks, and they had that whole discussion on the contractors that were working on the second Death Star. And then they were like, contractors know what jobs they get into. So even, you know, it's not, you know, the resistance fault that they killed all those innocent, you know, contractors or whatever. But,
well, you know, the first one was pretty much done. So maybe there weren't that many contractors. They just hired the same people for the second one. And then they died in the second one. And that's why there's not a third one being built.
Well, yeah. But to join and be a stormtrooper after you know you know, these little bit of rebels took out one of our major, you know, weapons. I'm like, no, I'm not going to join them. You know, sign me up for a, you know, a X-Wing. Is that one of the rebel?
I think it
Rogue
is.
Squadron. Right.
Rogue Squadron, yeah, okay. I'm like, sign me up for that.
I mean, you might not have much free will in this universe where there's an emperor ruling over the galaxy, but yeah.
Well, I had one of my ex-managers, he was big into Star Wars, and he was explaining to me that once the emperor died, I guess his control, I guess he had like some huge control over all the stormtroopers, and or he had like a sway or something over them. Not a control, but like more of a, I don't know, just a, I'm gonna poke you in the evil direction, you know?
Yeah.
And once he died, that kind of lessened. And so it kind of just kind of, I don't know, went away. And now stormtroopers are kind of more of a, the police that don't pull people over because of their race.
The one series that I read most of the way through was, takes place immediately after the last movie 6. And it was called Heir to the Empire. It was pretty awesome. No one takes over, obviously, with Jedi powers because it was the Emperor and Vader are both gone.
Uh-huh.
But they have this one high-ranking, what do they call their the guy who kind of commands the fleet? The
General? Admiral?
Admiral, I think.
Akbar takes over?
No. From the opposite side. He takes over and he's like this badass, like, he doesn't have no, he's like a pussy when it comes to like combat, but he has like a mastermind strategy. He finds that there was a cloned Jedi Master that was corrupted on some planet, and he goes and recruits him to be like his muscle.
Huh.
I'm really hoping they go in that direction with these new ones because it was a really good story. But the fact that so much time has passed for the original actors and if they still plan on using them, more time has passed for them than happened in the storyline. So this is before most of the kids.
Yeah. See, I thought I read somewhere that they were going with the, like, Han and Leia's kids with these new ones. Cause you know, they have the twins and then one's dark and one's light. And
yeah,
I think they're doing the new Jedi Academy with Luke as the, you know, headmaster or whatever, the new Yoda or whatever he is going to be now, which is cool. I mean, I want to see that because I love Jedi Academy, the game, and I would like to see that turned into a, you know, just the next movie. That'd be awesome.
So we established Laura hasn't played Jedi Academy.
Uh-huh.
She hasn't played Knights of the Old Republic.
Uh-huh.
What's going on? You're on a video game podcast. You love Star Wars.
I do.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Have you played any Star Wars video games?
No, I probably just had a, probably just ordered books and I didn't even read them. But
so you have brand new fresh books.
Yeah. David looks pissed. Unread books?
Like people could be reading them. You stole knowledge from people.
And just, you know, watch the side films and that's pretty much it. You guys didn't even watch Seinfeld.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, we didn't watch Christmas special either.
It wasn't a Christmas special, was it?
What? Yeah, there was a Christmas special.
There was, yeah.
It was really terrible.
So they watched it at least, though.
Yeah. I'm going to send you home today with one of the Knights of the Old Republic games.
Oh, good. Thank
you. It's compatible with 360.
You should give it a shot if you have time.
It is a fantastic game.
A game.
Also, just became available on the iOS operating system.
Really?
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah, they re-released it on a tablet.
That's actually big. Why isn't that in the news, Laura?
Because you know the news
stories,
Aaron.
I'm sorry.
I'll defend you, Laura.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, that's pretty big news. Because that was a huge game. I never finished it, but no, I didn't get to finish it.
You didn't finish it?
Didn't get to finish it.
Did you get to the plot twist?
No. Oh, but it's already been ruined over the years. I know with the whole, but... And that's probably why I haven't gone back to or looked for it or anything like that. And then part 2 was made by somebody else, right? It wasn't the same.
They changed it.
So I didn't get to play. Which one was the one where there was a trial?
It sounds like both of them.
Both of them had a trial. Okay.
You know, never in a video game have I actually been challenged as a human being as well as they did in the KOTOR series. Like in Fable, for example, it's like, oh, are you going to help this person? Or are you going to kill this person?
Oh,
yeah.
And you know who's good and bad. But in KOTOR, they did a good job of disguising. Like, I think I'm doing the right thing for this race. It turns out I F them in the A.
What about Fable? Not Fable, Fallout.
Fallout did a good job, but still, it's kind of predictable.
Fallout 3 was kind of borderline on some of those areas.
Yeah, they do a decent job, but KOTOR just killed that. They really put you in some predicaments. Challenged your love, and I don't know, man.
Yeah, it was tough to manage that game, because like, when you level up, you have to spend skills in different areas, and then getting different skills unlocked new conversation paths and different like side story things going on. So you can't get it all in one playthrough.
Yeah.
Was that Bethesda?
No, it wasn't
BioWare.
BioWare? Well, they do stories then.
The second one.
BioWare does good stories, I think.
I'm sure they did both, didn't they?
No, it was two different people.
They switched for the second one because there was a lot of improvements.
Yeah, because I know that was something that the fans didn't really agree with, is switching of developers.
And Mass Effect did a decent job of carrying over a lot of the principles from KOTOR, but they needed the licensing for me. It needed to be a Wookiee instead of one of those giant.
Not for me. I liked the series Mass Effect. It was a really good one.
Yeah, it was Mass Effect. Oh man, that world, that can easily be like either they can easily do another story, an MMO, another trilogy. You know,
as a science fiction fan, it's just like it's nice to find a nice world where they use somewhat hard science, and then behind the underbelly of it.
You like hard science, David?
Yeah, it makes actually works.
That's extremely terrible.
I'm sorry. This is Video Game Bang, where we talk about only video games. And right now, we're talking about Star Wars.
So yeah. BioWare did the first one of Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So then someone else. I remember things were really weird in the second one. I think the first one was the best.
The plot line in the first one was much better.
And then the second one, basically, they kind of made all the same, except remember when you're running underwater? You just went really fast.
Yeah. I hate that level.
Yeah, that was a terrible level.
I can't seem to find the developers of Part 2.
They don't want their name on that. And the other thing, too, BioWare is making the South Park game. The South Park.
That just seems like a waste of talent.
Well, I don't know. It's an RPG.
Yeah, but it's like, why? You can come up with your own. BioWare comes up with really good stories. Why waste it on South Park?
South Park makes great stories, though, too.
No, South Park makes fun of other stories. That's what makes them funny. They take, you know, pop culture or relevant news now, and then they make fun of it. They don't make good stories.
I'm expecting some of the same, though.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm pretty hyped for it.
Obsidian did Lord of the Rings, or Knights of the Old Republic, Lord of the Rings, too. It's Lord all the same universe. Yeah, it's all part of the same universe. Gandalf versus Darth Vader. Yeah.
That nerd is getting pissed listening right now.
Yeah. I know.
They're not the same thing!
Yeah, they are. Have you seen gnomes? Are not gnomes, what are they? Dwarfs? What is Frodo?
He's a hobbit.
Oh my gosh, why did I blink on that for some reason?
I don't know. Today's just kind of off day.
Hobbit. Oh, okay. He's a hobbit. Whatever. Furry
He's
feet.
A hobbit.
Smoke weed. That's,
yeah.
That's what hobbits do.
That's true. Sorry.
That's have what you they seen have. The Hobbit?
No, I have not seen The Hobbit.
No, I haven't seen it.
Not worth it? Oh, nobody? You haven't seen it either?
I'm not excited for it.
Wow, really?
It's a trilogy. Like, they're breaking the one book into three movies.
Yeah, I know,
How
right?
can I
it
get behind that and
been
watch
eight.
That?
I don't know. I mean, I've already watched a small spoiler on YouTube, because it was a series where they just point out all the bad things in the movie, and apparently there's a part in the movie, again, where the hawks or the giant eagles or whatever come and save everybody and then drop them off on a mountain in viewing distance of their location. And it's like, why didn't they just fly them? Why didn't they just fly them the extra couple of yards? It's like, were the eagles too busy? Did they have someplace else to go? And so, like, the camera pans and it shows them drop them off and it shows, you know, their location. And it literally is just like, You guys could have just dropped us off there. Did they run out of bus fare or?
Is this CinemaSins?
CinemaSins, yes.
Oh, great.
Check
YouTube
that on YouTube.
Channel.
CinemaSins. They do really good work.
Yeah, they basically take all the movies you hold near and dear to your heart and then show you everything that's wrong with them.
And then have you cry at the
end. In about 3 minutes.
I liked it, though. I liked it. Now I don't even want to watch the movie, though. I don't.
Did you see that? The other YouTube channel had a, was it Bat in the Sun?
Yeah, Bat in the Sun, the superhero fighting.
Speaking of the two worlds, they did a Gandalf versus Darth Vader. Did you guys see this one?
No.
Doesn't sound interesting to you at all?
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the clear winner, of course, I was, you know, fine. They had Darth Vader win. I think they put Gandalf, he put up more of a fight than I expected.
Yeah, they made him a little more than just a conjurer of cheap tricks.
Yeah. And I was like, really? It kind of just would have ended with a force choke and then stab.
Yeah.
It's like whenever he would swing his lightsaber, he would block with his staff.
What?
But it had like a magic energy around it. So yeah, and that's what I was saying. I was like, come on now. He would have sliced through that stick. And then right.
Half.
Yeah. And it would have just been over. Then he would have turned around and punted Frodo.
Yeah.
The ring would have dropped. And then he would just put it in his pocket. He wouldn't even put it on. He just put it in his pocket and then got on a ship and flew off.
Yeah. Needless to say, it's a must watch.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
It's definitely good. It's definitely good.
So what else we got in the news?
Oh, the Ouya. Ouya developers say disappointing sale numbers. Only a month in Ouya's and Gamma Sutra has hit up developers to see how sales have been, with some happy to share the info. Adam Sprag, creator of Hidden in Plain Sight, has racked up 4,381 with 1,900 purchases sold at a pay what you want price, minimum $1. More developers have come forward with more lackluster sales, saying it's probably not going to be a huge source of income compared to other platforms, but it's dead easy to submit a game and get it into the store. And this source was Joystick. Oh.
Yeah, they just spell their website extremely.
Joystick.com and also Gammasutra.com.
The good people at Joystick, big fans of the podcast, I know.
Yeah, they listen all the time.
There's a W, so I don't know if that was a different.
And what?
I think that's supposed to be a Q.
Oh, was it?
So,
it sure is a W in there.
Can someone please teach me what an Ouya is?
So Ouya, the little small box, is kind of like a, you might as well just say
right?
It's your Android console.
Console.
That's what it
Android
seems like
console?
To me.
Is it a piece of hardware?
Yeah, it's actually a piece of hardware.
Isn't it like a little cube?
Yeah, it's a small square. Cube. They have their own little controller.
You can put it in wherever.
It's really small.
You hook this thing to a TV.
Yeah. The thing that stuck out to me about that story, if anybody heard,
Indie
was
games.
It's a pay to play, or not pay to pay, pay like it's
what
like
you want price.
Pay what you want price for the games, minimum $1
for all the games,
for every game.
Hmm.
How much is the device itself?
$99.
Oh hell no! They should make that pay your own price, and maybe I get.
But
one.
It's just like, how do you make money as a developer if your game is crap? And it's like. You know, nobody's going to pay more than a dollar unless you're just a bleeding heart.
So they force like, that to all their developers? You can make
I don't know if it's
want, but
forced,
just...
but that's what it seems like. Yeah, that's the routine. And I don't know. Because, I mean, you're not buying big graphic-heavy games on this system. You know, you're buying...
There's Minecraft for the Ouya,
2D
right?
games.
I don't even know.
I thought that was the big thing, is that Mojang was a pretty big supporter of the Ouya.
They could be. I haven't looked at the only thing. It seems like I just see Angry Birds.
Yeah.
It's just like.
No, they have some good. Oh, shoot.
Which ones have you played?
Yeah, please.
Oh, no. that I've seen on the Ouya.
Oh.
No, it's not. I don't picture Ouya Angry Birds. I've seen other games.
When I picture Ouya, it's like everything that system can do, I can do on my phone.
Yeah.
So it's like, why do I need this as a console? I understand it from the developers. You know, it's easier to get your game onto that system. I've even seen people put emulators on there. So, you know, you
that's
just,
cool.
That, and now you have a, an actual console setup, you know, with that, all that on there. But
I heard the controller is not good.
The controller looks terrible.
It's, I haven't seen it. What is it?
Bad.
It's, I don't it kind of like looks a boomerang. Like an
Xbox controller.
It's not good.
It's just not good.
I heard that the triggers, they stick, and I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's only $99, mind you. And it is, you know, pay what you want for the video
games.
I want
to hear only $99, because if I hear one more person say, I'm not going to get the Xbox One because it's $99 more than the PS4.
Well, then buy a PS4 and an Ouya. And
exactly.
Then you'll have two consoles. And now you'll have more variety. I don't even know if there's online on the Ouya.
Probably not.
It's about the size of a Rubik's Cube, so I don't know how...
Pretty convenient, though, I guess, size-wise.
Oh, it's very convenient to lose.
Because you take it with you everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Because if there's no online, then I might as well take it where I go.
Did you guys hear that big Microsoft story that developers are going to be able to publish... create and publish games from their 360, or not, sorry, from their Xbox Ones.
Cool. I saw that snippet.
There's going to be a developer kit. It's not going to be at launch, but shortly after.
How much is that, though?
What do you mean? It's nothing. It's going to come with the console.
Oh, it's going to come. So then,
it's a software thing.
Oh, it's a software thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're going to give Major Nelson has, on his blog has been posting about it the past couple days. It's, I think it got leaked. And so then they just started running with it.
Might as well. Yeah. It's not a negative.
No, no. But I think they wanted to save it for GamesCon.
There's another conference coming up? I didn't know anything.
What's the GameStop one?
Oh, I don't know what theirs is called.
That's the one they're going
to they're gonna do
gonna
at
give
the,
a lot
okay.
more details
that's
on.
It's like September or something, right?
I'm end of August. Yeah, so you're right. About September. Yeah, yeah. I have a friend of mine that's going.
We have an inside source to this one.
Yeah, we'll have some news from coming from that. We should have some actually some first news that we won't have to go to outside sources from that one. Yeah, it should be interesting because, I mean, as people may not know that listen to the podcast, Aaron Carter likes indie games on the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
I play a lot of them because that's where the real
He's
talent comes
indie.
From. You know, that's where the real... So when I heard... the Xbox One was going to be released, my big thing, even before any of the titles, literally was, are there going to be indie games? Because I like the indie games on there. They're really fun. And with more, I guess, open source. I don't know how close it was for the Xbox 360 or whatever. But with more tools, I guess, to help the indie gamers, or indie developers put their stuff on there, I think we'll get better games.
Yeah, they're going to upload straight to the marketplace.
That's boss.
And what one of the representatives says that it's not like going to just fall into a black hole of Xbox Live, that they're going to do the marketplace prominently and feature, you know, make sure that people get the credit and the publicity the games deserve.
They tried for a little bit with the Xbox 360 because when the new dashboard update came that we have now, before indie games were kind of buried. And then they put it on the actual dashboard saying, hey, look, you can get to the indie games just by clicking on this tab or whatever. But then, like a month or two, that tab just went away. It's just like, now it's gone, so I have to go through two menus just to get to the indie games again.
You know you could pin menus to your start.
Yeah, I don't do all that stuff. Because then you still have to go through, you know, my pins, and then,
That's what David does to me all the time.
Do you pin things, David?
I have a handful of things that I use, and then I pin them.
He comes over, and then I turn on the game. Like, oh, let's play some Magic 2014. And I start scrolling through all the menus to get to it. And he looks like so bored in this 30-second gap. He said, you know you can pin that, right?
I mean, like, you go through, like, all these pages. I don't know. Just, like, for me, like, I go to the My Pins, I open it, it's the second one over. That's it.
I use Recent. Press the Xbox button and go to Recent. And it has a list. That's way easier for me.
Yeah, the indie support, especially considering that they're going to have access to the Kinect, is going to be ridiculous.
So then if they're supporting this, and most likely Sony will probably have some small you know, or if are some sizable support for indie gamers. Would you say the Ouya is in trouble then?
I think the Ouya, it's safe to say, you heard it here first, the Ouya's in a little bit of trouble.
I mean, because indie gamers will just be like, or indie developers will just be like, I'm going to the big boys, and if I can get it easier from them. Sorry. And quality.
Sorry, Google.
Wow.
Except when they come out with that new Battletoads.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The Ouya. Sounds like hotcakes.
You got plenty of those calls at GameStop.
That was the, that was the biggest troll. And they got me. Legitimately got me. The first one. They're like, can I get that new Battletoads on the Wii? All over the phone. I'm hanging out. I'm looking on the wall. I'm checking the computer. Aaron, you hear? Is there a new Battletoads coming? He said, hang it up.
Yeah. Because they're just calling to mess with you. I've only got, I guess, tricked maybe one time because it sounded like an older lady called. So I thought it was somebody's mom calling. And maybe, so I was like, ma'am, I'm sorry. You know, your kids played a joke on you. You know, there's no Battletoads. So go whoop them.
Wow.
Do we have anything else coming from the news department?
Borderlands new DLC. With all this leveling up, why not test your invisible might on some new epic boss battles as well. Now level cap, skill increase, skins and loot are all set for more DLC after the latest Tina's Assault on Dragon's Keep, which is currently available for download. Randy Pitchford of Gearbox Software expressed his excitement for their continued support of their beloved game released nearing 1 year ago. He said the development team at Gearbox Software is very proud of the content included in the season pass, but we want our fans to know we're not finished with Pandora yet, said Randy Pitchford, president of Gearbox Software. Soon, Vault Hunters will be able to take all six Borderlands 2 characters to powerful new levels while outfitting them with the most badass heads and skins to date. And this source is cooptimist.com.
New skins, and since Gondo came in and was the only this one there.
Perfect for you.
Amazing how he timed that?
That is a really good guess. Thank you.
So give us all your thoughts.
All right, well, skins and heads I don't really care about. I'm excited for this one because it sounds like they're going to, in addition to increasing just the level cap, they're also going to add like missions and an expansion pack. Because the last one, I downloaded the Ultimate Vault Hunter thing just to get the level cap, and I was disappointed because they didn't add any new content. It was just a third playthrough of the same storyline I've already played.
The enemies get tougher with the download?
Yeah, the enemies are scaled to your level. So when you're 55, they're 56 or whatever, and then as you get to 61, then they're 61, 62 across the world. So everywhere you go, they're all that same level. So I was excited for that, I guess. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's just a little shy, though, of being able to max out all three trees.
Really? Still with the upgrade?
Yeah, because like you can get to two trees done at 57. So you'll only have like 15 skill points to put in the third tree, and you need like 30.
Well, it's going up to 72, I read somewhere.
Yeah, 70, they're doing another 11.
Oh, that's too OP to me. Because I thought two tree skills all the way down. I played the commando, so that means I'm throwing two turrets out with two nukes. Like, whenever you throw the nuke out, it blows up. Mm-hmm. So, if I'm throwing two of those, I'm wiping out everything on the screen, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how is that even going to be? I don't even remember what the third tree... Oh, it just sticks on the wall whenever you throw.
The third final skill for that one is it adds a second gun to your turret and your guns do slag.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then slag weakens people.
Slag's awesome.
So it's like, it's going to be really, really, I'm going to be Chuck Norris inside of Borderlands.
Essentially. I mean, yeah. But it sounds like they're going to add new raid bosses, which is what it's really all about when you up the level caps.
Did you download the Tiny Tina?
No, I didn't download. The only one I have other than the level cap is the pirate one, first one that came out.
Yeah, I played that one. That one, I
played half of it with you.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it gave some good loot, but other than that,
So you didn't get the what is the Torg one, right?
No, I didn't get that one. I didn't get the season pass is why, and I didn't feel like I wanted to drop the $30-$40 to get all of them.
I have the season pass, so in the story, do I get this new one?
No. Then this is actually all... I read more on that article, and it says all this is after, I guess, season pass.
What's the point of a season pass?
I think you just get a year coverage, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I could have swore it was a year coverage or like free for, you know, that year of everything. It's pretty much a discount. Normally, you would pay, I guess, an extra $10 for downloading everything.
Here's the honest reality. Okay. So, seeing what they've done to Borderlands, are we just going to continue to expect them to put out like a 6-hour game and then feed us DLC? Or should all this stuff been included in the original Borderlands?
It's...
Borderlands 2.
Well, I would say that maybe you could have thrown in at least one of those as like just standard. But I think that, I don't know, I played a lot more than everyone else, obviously. But I put quite a few hours into the game, so I think that I was pretty content with the main story.
Yeah, I guess that's what it comes down to. If you're content with the main story, but I don't know. When they just keep... If every game were to do to me what Borderlands has done, I would have zero money.
But what if it's not a thing where they're more of a... they're trying to make money. What if the thing is they just couldn't think of those ideas until after the game came out?
Then you need to choose another profession.
Really? Really? They put so much time, because I know they had a new writer on this one, Anthony Birch, and he did a good job, I think, with the story over the other one. I don't like the fact that he, you know, killed one of the characters that I was near and dear to.
Oh, he's back. Don't worry.
But yeah, I saw him in the trailer for the Tiny Tinas. Yeah.
Well, Tiny Tina is like a weird spinoff thing.
Was it? So it's not even part of the canon or whatever.
You remember that in Fable 3? I remember you guys both played it. So there was that side mission where you played the D&D with those guys.
Oh, yeah. And you were the shrunk.
It's that she like makes up a universe and she like narrates the whole thing and like you see all the characters again.
So no rolling back in real life?
I don't think in real life, but he makes an appearance.
Oh, that's see, you know what, Anthony Birch.
I'm pretty sure that's what's happening from the trailer because they bring back Handsome Jack as Handsome Sorcerer as the main villain for that.
Handsome Sorcerer.
And I've killed him plenty of times in that game, like over and over again, just grinding for different guns and shields and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But no, if it's a thing where they couldn't, you know, think of the idea until after, I can expect that. That's fine, you know. Like, oh, we always got new ideas coming, and we were just so busy with the main development that, you know, that had to take a back seat. But if it's a thing where we had all these ideas, we had them all planned out, we decided to cut it up and just give it to you little by little, then that's where I would be a little more upset.
Yeah, it's like the day one DLC content is what you're talking about. That's really kind of annoying.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the stuff is pretty much all on your disc already. All they do is they give you a little activation code when you download it, and then it plays it off the disc. And that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh.
Sorry. I'm surprised. I was shocked.
Randy Pitchford steps in the room. That's what?
I can edit that out, guys. So we have... Yeah, I think we're just about done, guys.
No, I have to mention something real quick.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah. She.
Yes, because I'm all about charities. So, MechWarrior Online will be offering a limited edition Jenner mech for $10. And 100% of the proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society. MechWarrior Online's developer, Priyana Games, have released a special edition Jenner mech to commemorate the death of 5-year-old Sarah Perry's. Perry's, who died from a brain tumor in May, played the game extensively with her father. When the game community heard of her death, it petitioned the developer to honor in her memory.
So. I'm not laughing at the story, I swear.
That's terrible. But
looking at Aaron, when the story started, I saw this light shine in his head where he had a joke or something quick, and then the word tumor came out.
It was like, it's like, Canadians get cancer? Don't they have like free Medicare?
As the story gets more depressing, we go, oh.
It's like, oh, wait, no, yeah, I should pull that one
PC
back.
PC Games World. PC Games News World.
That's what I had an idea too with that. Like, why wouldn't every research, like disease research facility or whatever, go to the gaming community? Like, if I'm researching a certain disease and I need funding or money or whatever, first thing I hire is a game developer who can make. And this is my idea. I'm making. He focuses on one of the major games, Call of Duty or something like that, to make DLC and stuff like that. And then he puts it out there. Everything that he gets paid, or whoever downloads it and pays it, all that proceeds goes to my disease research. Gamers spend more money than almost, you know, anybody on DLC and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, but what game developer are you going to get to sign away all of his profits
right.
to give to your
research? Well, no.
You
it's not
subtract what you make from what you're paying him, and typically you need more than just one developer.
And but that's why I just said the DLC. So it'd just be like, because what they're doing with that Mech Warrior, they're just doing one mech, and they're just giving it to you, you know.
Oh, I see.
So it's not like they have to go out and just make a whole expansion, and then they can just be like a weapon or something like that, you know, and then write in the description, hey, this is for, you know, cerebral palsy or something like that. And then, boom, you got I know you'd have some crazy amount of number.
So you get a Kickstarter.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost even better than Kickstarter. Kickstarter, you go on there, and that's limited access. There's millions of gamers.
So did you hear the story about Spike Lee ripping people off on Kickstarter, or is that just a myth?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, nobody cares. Any more last-minute stories from Laura?
Not that I can think of right now.
Said, Ewoks?
No, Ewoks? I got anything.
Ewoks, cancer, and
you guys
I think
see
I got it?
It. Jesus.
Well, maybe we'll have a viewing party after the show.
I will not attend.
And David, why don't you talk about your first experience on the podcast?
It wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be.
It's like talking to your friends, right?
Yeah, it basically is. Like, just don't think about the audience at all.
Yeah, because there's none.
That really helps. Easy. That helps.
It's
yeah.
really easy when it's just one guy and Noel.
Did you say Noel?
Yeah. I can envision him just eating popcorn. He said my name for a third time.
That's all right. And is there anything else?
I think that's it. I think we got
like,
it.
Laura? Jeez.
Oh, Laura, you never told us. What animal is David?
This is no. I'm not gonna fall into this trap. I don't even know why am I doing this?
Because this is the first time you're meeting him. Is there something? Is he what you expect?
I don't think an animal is the first.
Has he been catfishing you this whole time?
No.
Do you think he's handsome?
Yeah, he's handsome.
Wow!
Thank you.
That's more than I would have gave him the first time meeting him.
Yeah. But.
All right, this is getting scary.
Yeah, I think you wrap it up.
All right, we can wrap it up. Wow. As always, you have been listening to Video Game Bang. You can follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. We have a website. You can see us there at www.videogamebang.blogspot.com.
That's terrible.
And don't forget to thank them.
And thank you so much for listening.